Welcome to the Beyond the Diagnosis podcast with me, Dr. Kylie. I'm so glad you're here. If you find this empowers you to take back control of your health instead of relying on the system in any way, please share this with three of your friends. Invite them to come join us. Are you ready? Let's dive inside. All right, ladies, welcome to Fixing Infertility. Infertility is one of my most passionate topics. And the reason why is because, one, I'm a woman and a mom, but two, the alternatives, the options out there, in my opinion, are absolutely ridiculous. IVF, AI, all that fun stuff, it puts your body through a lot. And the numbers don't back up the results. Plus, IVF can go anywhere between $10,000, $15,000, $20,000, $25,000 for just one round. And if you look in the research, the amount of rounds it can require to get pregnant is, it can cost you a mortgage on a house just to have a baby. So I want to share with you guys the reasons why we struggle with infertility in America and in the world specifically. The first reason is poor egg quality. Now, I was talking to a mom of a 27-year-old. I was treating the mom for migraines and headaches and things like that. And she started telling me about her daughter's story. Now, her 27-year-old had been struggling getting pregnant for about a year and a half now, and they finally reached out and started working with a fertility clinic. Now, the fertility doctor, I have no idea who they are, it doesn't matter, but the reason why they told this 27-year-old why she couldn't get pregnant was because she had poor egg quality. 27 years old, ladies, poor egg quality should not be an issue at 27. But because we live in 21st century America or in the world, our bodies are bombarded with things that damage our cells and damage our eggs. So it's not her fault. It's not your fault either. But what options she was given just were daggers in my heart when I was told this. Because she had poor egg quality, according to this fertility doctor, they had to take all of her eggs. Now, gratefully, mom mentioned this to me before they actually did the procedure. Because if you take all of your eggs, you don't make more of them. And the mom and the daughter did not know this. They thought that if they took all of her eggs, well, she would just replenish and make more. They didn't realize that any chance in the near future or in the far distant future of her getting pregnant would have had to be done at the fertility clinic and require thousands and thousands of dollars. So I cautioned mom, I'm going to caution you, ladies listening now and listening in the future, do not ever let anybody take all of your eggs. I didn't even know that this was an option, but apparently it is. They can take some eggs, but please, 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 please don't let them take all. And let me share with you how to fix poor egg quality. Now we're going to talk about poor egg quality and poor cell quality. They're both basically the same thing. So let me draw here this nice, lovely circle. Hey, that's one of my best ones yet. Vision this circle as your egg or as your cell. There are three things that destroy egg quality as well as your cell health. The first one is this idea called toxins or heavy metals. Now, I don't care how hard you try, how much organic food you eat, you cannot avoid toxins. The problem with toxins is that they go here and they bombard our cell. Now, because of that, your cell wall, your egg quality goes down and it's no longer nice and smooth. The second concept or problem that causes damage to our cells as well as our eggs is this famous word called inflammation. Inflammation does the same thing. It attacks our cells, attacks our eggs, and makes them poor in quality. The third one, believe it or not, and I used to not believe this, but as I work more and more, emotions actually physically damage our bodies. And they too can bombard our cells and cause damage. So those are three things that cause egg poor quality, cell damage. So if you're going to improve your egg quality, one, remove toxins or help your body detox. Two, figure out the source of inflammation. And three, even though this is probably impossible, are the emotions. Okay. Now, why does this matter? So on every single cell of your body are these things called receptors. Now, receptors are responsible for taking progesterone, estrogen, testosterone, all of that fun stuff has to go onto a receptor in order to get inside the cell and be used. If your cells are damaged, if you have poor egg quality, it makes it very difficult for your body to use your hormones, and chaotic hormones can result. So once again, tackle toxins, inflammation, and emotions, and that will help heal your cells and help improve your egg quality. Now, if I'm working with somebody who has poor egg quality, or they say they're like 38, 39, 40, 41, 42, they're getting up into that whole risky zone, antioxidants help fight off these guys. Antioxidants prevent or protect our cells, and they help our cells heal, and they also help your eggs heal. Antioxidants are things like vitamin A, vitamin C, glutathione. Based off of antioxidants, there are two supplements that I recommend anybody taking who should take it if they have poor egg quality, or if they're getting up there in age. Say you have low sperm count, you've got all that fun stuff that happens with increasing age. I would recommend G-Cell and ROX. Those can be found on my website, drkylieburton.com/store, if you're interested. Okay, that's poor egg quality. Now, what about PCOS? PCOS is by far the most common cause of infertility. I get questions about PCOS all the time. In fact, if you were to look up my messenger on Facebook through the business app, you would see over 75% of the questions are about PCOS and infertility. So it's very, very common. If you have it, fear not, you can conquer this. Now, this is the other issue that I have with fertility centers and the options that are out there. I was teaching a class in Southern Utah down in St. George, and one of the moms, again, she was actually attending the class for her daughter-in-law. Her daughter-in-law was 24 years old, lived in the Midwest, so she wasn't close. 24 years old, had IVF four times. Now, mom is telling me that her daughter-in-law had IVF four times. I'm like, would you mind asking you how old she is? And she said she's 24. And I'm like, what? This is like something that a 38-year-old would do. But because she had PCOS, her hormones and her periods were all over the place. The most common problem with PCOS, and even if you haven't been told you there's a reason to it, are chaotic hormones and chaotic periods. So your menstrual cycle can come one day and then not for 45 days. The next time it's 38. The next time it's 100. Your cycles are going to be all over the place. So it's very, very difficult to figure out when you're ovulating. Speaking about your ovulation, let me give in this tidbit real fast, because I was talking to my midwife and she's surprised, as well as I was surprised, at how many people don't realize when you're ovulating. So you're ovulating when you have that white mucus discharge coming out. That's like when you're ovulating. When you have that sex drive go through the roof those few days, that's when you're ovulating. When your body temperature gets up a little bit, that's when you're ovulating. The biggest thing that I use to determine when I'm ovulating is the white discharge. If you see that coming out, it's not an infection. It's telling you that you're ovulating and now's the time to get pregnant. So that's a little tidbit there. Okay, so she's had IVF four times at the age of 24. Every single one of them failed except for one. One of them took and she lost her baby 8 weeks later. Now, IVF is great. IVF works for some people. It is very expensive, and there are many alternatives that just people don't know about. So the problem with IVF, and especially with PCOS and IVF, is that IVF does not change anything about you having cysts on your ovaries. So you go and get your egg fertilized. It gets put back in your uterus. And then all of a sudden your body has this baby that it wants to make, and it's not prepared for it because nothing changed. That was the case with this 24-year-old. She finally had a baby, and then she just lost it a couple weeks later because her body wasn't prepared. So I want to share with you guys how to prepare your body for pregnancy, or in whatever scenario you are in, whether you're having periods all over the place, nobody knows really why you're not pregnant, or you've been told that you have PCOS. So let me share my screen one more time with you, and let's talk about how you can heal PCOS. And I'm being dead serious. So when it comes to hormones, the very top of the food chain is this thing that gets a bad rap. Cholesterol is the very top of the food chain, believe it or not. All of your steroid hormones, testosterone, progesterone, estrogen, they come from cholesterol. So if you're struggling with, if your husband or your boyfriend or your partner is struggling with low sperm count or low testosterone, one of the first things I recommend is to have more healthy fats. Things like omega-3, 6s, fish from a great source, fish oils are great. One of the things that we love to recommend, and I wish I liked these things, are avocados. Avocados are one of the best foods you can eat from a healthy standpoint. I just don't like them, unfortunately. So if you're struggling, or if you're, like I said, if your partner's struggling with low sperm count or low testosterone, start by eating more healthy fats. Then cholesterol has two options. It can get broken down into this thing called DHEA. Again, guys, I'm simplifying this. There's a lot more going on in here, but I'm going to make it very simple. DHEA, or on this side, progesterone. DHEA, if it chooses to become that, then becomes testosterone. Testosterone then becomes estrogen. On the other side of the equation, progesterone can become cortisol. And cortisol is your stress hormone. So what we want to focus on with this is this testosterone right here. PCOS tends to have high testosterone. When you have high testosterone, you have really low estrogen. And that is typically the case with PCOS. The underlying case with PCOS, the first thing that you have to tackle is balancing your blood sugar levels. Now, I'm not talking pre-diabetes or diabetes here. I'm talking you're sitting down, you go to stand up, and you just get this feeling of lightheadedness. That would be low blood sugar. I'm talking you're craving sugar. Becomes the end of the day, you are just in this snack mood. That would be low blood sugar. Okay, so if you can fix blood sugar and then lower testosterone, turning it into estrogen, that's the two key components for tackling PCOS. For literally balancing your hormones, physically getting rid of cysts because your body can now heal, and balancing out your cycle so that you can become pregnant. Now, the one way I do this, blood sugar, the medical route, the pharmaceutical route, is to use metformin. Metformin works great for blood sugar. It also has lots of negative side effects. So if you don't want to take the route of metformin, there's a supplement called Sinulin that I use with my patients, and I take it because I get that low blood sugar feeling as well. It works marvels, and there's no side effects. So it literally is the natural version of metformin with no side effects. That is also found at the website. I combine Sinulin with PS and then Femicrine. PS is focusing more on your pancreas, which is responsible for balancing out that blood sugar levels. And then Femicrine is awesome because Femicrine has all of the components that are happening right here, making it so your testosterone can get converted into estrogen. So there's two main components right here, IC3 and DIM. Those are required for your body to take testosterone and convert it into estrogen. Femicrine gives you those two things and much more. So it will help your body naturally take the testosterone and turn it into estrogen. So when you fix the blood sugar and you balance out the testosterone and estrogen levels, now you have regular hormones. You have regular cycles. You know when you're ovulating so that you can become a mama, whether it's becoming a mama to two or three or four kids or just the first one. But that is like the key factor for tackling hormone issues. If you have any other hormone issue that people have no idea, nobody can tell you why you're not pregnant, always start with this thing, this blood sugar first. Blood sugar is the key leading factor for destroying hormones. Cool. I hope that was very helpful. All right. The third factor for tackling infertility is endometriosis. Endometriosis is becoming more and more common because we know what it is. I know I have a cousin, even I have several family members who tell me like, yeah, I have really heavy periods, but I just thought that was normal. Or like my aunts and my mom, they go get their hysterectomy and they're told that their uterine lining was so thick. That tends to be more of an endometriosis pattern. What that is your body has too high of estrogen. So remember, we have cholesterol at the top. It can get turned into progesterone and then cortisol. We've got DHEA on this side, which becomes testosterone, which then becomes estrogen. So our estrogen now with endometriosis and heavy, painful periods, whether it's endo or not, is high. So if estrogen is high, it's at the very bottom of the totem pole. Typically, the testosterone tends to be low, typically. Now, testosterone is also responsible for libido. If you're not feeling like you have that sex drive, that could be the low T as well. Now, just because I say low T doesn't mean that you should go get a testosterone pellet or creams. Figure out why your testosterone is low and fix it. And I'll give you a hint. It's usually this cortisol is stealing from your production. Your stress is just too high. So find some way for you to relieve some stressors, whether it's yoga, taking a breath for 5 minutes or 5 seconds, something like that. So anyways, endometriosis, high estrogen. Now you might be thinking, we've talked about blood sugar, we've talked about hormones, we have yet to talk about this organ called the liver. If you have heavy, painful periods, think liver. Here's why. Your estrogen, all of your hormones really, all of your hormones have to go through your liver. They hang out inside your liver for a certain amount of time, usually a day or two, and then your liver breaks them down and they go outside. They are excreted from your body. The problem nowadays, especially with what is going on in our environment, is that we have overburdened, overworked livers. Our livers are so busy cleaning out the crap that they don't have time for our hormones. So think about your liver as a busy mom, busy grandma, working with 15 grandkids, whatever the case may be. But your liver is so busy that it doesn't have time to clear out your hormones. So now your estrogen is hanging out inside your liver, hangs out there for a little while, and then it just keeps going back into your body and they say it gets recycled. So I've had moms, I've had women tell me that their estrogen gets recycled. I really have no idea how they determine that, to be honest with you, besides high estrogen levels. But if you can help the liver clear out some of that burden, now your estrogen will start to decrease because your liver can now break it down. So when your body is so used to having estrogen just keep climbing and getting in higher and higher and higher because it's never exposed of, always think liver. So heavy, painful periods, endometriosis, tackle the liver. You can do that by taking the food route. If I were to recommend a food route for you, I would take out the strongest inflammatory foods, the strongest overburdening foods in your body. And those four things are gluten, dairy, soy, and refined sugar. That just makes our GI tracts and our liver do a lot of extra work that it doesn't need to do. If you are brave, take out gluten, dairy, soy, and refined sugar for 21 days. That's it. 21 days, the research has shown to actually literally lower your inflammation markers. So this marker called hsCRP, that is a marker for inflammation, and it will lower in 21 days when you take out those foods. So be brave, take out those four foods, voila, your liver is now working so much more efficiently and your estrogen levels are decreasing, getting you back to a regular hormone cycle. If you want to throw in some supplements, you can simply add LS for liver, sensitive is what it stands for, or bind, or two, both of them. Bind is incredible at literally binding to toxins and excreting them. It's so powerful that you can't have anything else with it. Otherwise, it's just going to bind to it and get rid of it. So LS and Bind are my go-to supplements for heavy, painful periods and endometriosis, also for liver detox. There are 90-day kits for PCOS and endometriosis. So if you actually have the diagnosis, I would recommend those 90-day kits because it's going to take more than a month. Balance out those hormones. Like I said, you can find all of those on the website in the store. Okay, so that's poor egg quality, that's PCOS, and that's endometriosis. Those are the most common issues for infertility. And I did get one question early on I just want to tackle right now, which is the whole low sperm count. Low sperm count would be back to that whole eat more healthy fats to increase that testosterone. So if you can have the more healthy, like the omega-3s, the omega-6s, all of that fun stuff, that will really help low testosterone. When it comes to low egg count, as you know, there's a question regarding low egg count, always think about those healthy hormones. So I would do the same thing with low sperm count for low egg count. Have healthy fats because that's going to improve your hormone status in general, and really help your body out. Now, when it comes to low egg count and low sperm count, I've had many people get told that their partner, spouse, boyfriend has low sperm count. Ladies, it takes one. That's all. So I know that's a very common reason that people are told, but literally it just takes one. So if you feed them the right things to make them agile and mobile, they will swim and get their way up there. Literally. I can't make healthy fats important enough. Fats get reamed on for being bad. Fats are only bad if you're eating bad fat. Fats are good. They're very, very, very helpful for hormones. In fact, when I'm working with patients, I literally rotate supplements for omega-3s and 6s. So some of the most common supplements I use with patients, no matter what the scenario is, it's CVO and Vista 1 and Vista 2. Those are three supplements that are very, very heavy in omega-3s and healthy fats, and hormones love them, whether you're male or female. So eat more healthy fats. I promise it's going to make you not only feel better, but your hormones will love you as well. So along with the supplements, I have created some mini courses and also a full fertility program. So those of you who have been joining me today, you will get a code coming in your email that will give you free access to the PCOS mini course or the endometriosis mini course or the happy hormone intro. So you just take your pick, whatever one seems more fit for you, and then use the code and you'll get inside it for free. The full fertility program, it's called Fixing Infertility. It walks you through 5 steps, and it will literally walk you through how to heal the poor egg quality, how to balance out the blood sugar, tackle things like adrenal fatigue, thyroid issues, all of those other components that can contribute to hormone chaos. It will teach you all how to do that in 5 easy steps using your labs. So if you're interested in that, check out drkylieburton.com/fixing-infertility. and you'll be able to figure out if that's right for you. That's what I have prepared for you today. So I would love to open it up into questions. If you have a question, feel free to unmute yourself and join in. I am here to answer and help you guys out. Who's going to be the first brave one to do it?
I have a question for you. If I'm looking at low egg count, I have like my AMH is 0.6. What do I say on the supplements before I give up or before I like? I guess I've been trying to do some things like that, but how long should I wait?
Noreen, can I ask how old you are?
Yes, I'm 36.
Okay, so you're right there. On average, I see a 3 to 6 month time period. So when I'm talking about the PCOS or the endometriosis or the supplements in general, always give yourself 3 to 6 months. And where you're only 36, I mean, you've got the whole world ahead of you. And I've even seen people that are like 42, 43, 44. The only reason why we have this whole 40-year-old stipulation in our head is because the government told us that after 40, we're going to have birth defects, basically. So I would really think about the 3 to 6 month period. And then with the healthy fats, I would add in the antioxidants. So those will really help. Whether you have low egg count, it will make your eggs higher quality. So what you do have will count more. Did you have like a full fertility panel by chance? Because I know AMH comes with other components as well.
I did. Everything looked great except for AMH. My progesterone, everything's good. I can ovulate. I just have a low AMH.
Okay. So they just literally said that you have low egg count.
Yep. Okay.
Have you done any of the fertility routes like AI or IVF or any of that stuff?
They wanted to do an IUI, but I just felt really, really bad about the medications that they would put me on. So I opted out of it, but we're still, 3 months down the road, no success. And so I just wonder like how long do you stay? And I changed my diet, went on to healthier things, even though I was already healthy, but there's not a whole lot you can do after a certain point. So that's why I'm a little, what do we do next kind of a step.
Yeah. I will tell you, I've worked with a mom in your very similar shoes. She had 3 boys, was trying to get a fourth, lost her fourth pregnancy 16 weeks in. So then that basically destroyed her. We worked with her thyroid for a little while, helped her thyroid out, and then we put her on antioxidants and the healthy fats. And I would say, how long did it take? I think it was closer to around 6 months. When I got the phone call saying that she was pregnant. So I would give yourself a 6 month, but literally don't give up. I mean, you're only 36. So you have the next 10 years really ahead of you. If you've changed your diet and if you're working on that, simply add in some healthy fats, add in some antioxidants, and take them, whether it's a supplement form or just by food, just take them till you feel great. And then I don't want to promise you anything like that, but...
Right. That's super helpful. Thank you very, very much.
Yeah, I would add in the antioxidants to it because that will really help protect those eggs, the ones that you do have. And always remember, ladies, this is a result of our environment. It has nothing to do with you. I don't care if you have been told that you have to lose weight and that's why you're not pregnant. This is a result of working in 21st century America. Or wherever you are in the world, we get bombarded and there's no way we can avoid these things. So please, 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 please don't put your heads down. Like this is not your fault. There's literally a rampant problem with this. This is why I want to preach it to the world. Like there are ways to conquer these hormone issues, become the mom that we want to be. So thank you, Noreen, for being brave and asking the question.
I also have a question. So I have PCOS, okay. And I have been taking myo-inositol to try and help with some of the blood sugar problems. Would you say that like the Sinulin is better for that, or should I do both?
So is the supplement just simply one ingredient, myo-inositol?
It's also the D-Curo, the 40-to-1 ratio, but it's just those two inositols.
I'm not familiar with that one in specifically, but I will tell you that Sinulin works wonders for PCOS. So you can continue to take that. It's not going to be harmful. But if you do add insulin, I'll tell you, we'll take it to the next level.
Okay. And you'd also recommend doing the PS and the femocrine all together, right? That helps the most.
Yeah. So insulin is going to, like I said, balance that blood sugar. The PS is just going to give the pancreas a boost to work more efficiently, basically. And then the femocrine is going to take the testosterone and decrease it. So you balance out the T and the E.
Okay.
Combine those three. And I will tell you, I've literally just given those three to people with PCOS, and it's literally a 3 to 6 month time period, depending on how bad the PCOS is. I've had people call me within 2 to 3 months and tell me that it worked. I've even had family members call and tell me that it worked for them, or up to the 6 months. It's really that 3 to 6 month time period that I see as the golden time period.
Okay.
And then when it comes to dosage, literally because of these supplements that I used to use other stuff. But when I discovered these guys who are actually in Ogden, they're just literally 10 miles down the road from my house in Utah. They, because of the way that they dose things and the way that they formulate this stuff, it's very, very, very therapeutically dosed. So all you have to take is like 2 capsules of Senulin, 2 capsules of PS, and 2 capsules of Femicrine. So one bottle will last you the entire month, and you'll still get that result that you want, rather than other things I've seen where you have to take like 12 of Drenamine to get a healthy adrenal glands. Like, to me, taking 12 pills at one time is absurd. I would never do it, so I never recommend anybody else to do it. Yeah, so it's very minimal dosage that gets you a great therapeutic effect and the results that you want.
Okay. Is it a store in Ogden that you go to?
No, so you can get all the supplements on my website, drkylieburton.com/store. They're all there. The company itself, Systemic Formulas, is a company in Ogden. That's where they're designed. That's where they're formulated. They actually have an in-house lab. These supplements, you have to get through a practitioner's license because of the way that they're dosed. Through my website, you get those supplements. So it'd be like going to your doctor and getting a prescription, only it's the next.
Okay, perfect. Thank you.
You're welcome. There's also, Chelsea, there's also a 90-day kit for PCOS and a 90-day kit for endometriosis. If you use the code DREAMER, you'll get 90 days supplies for $100 off. So there's that tidbit, ladies. Type in the code DREAMER when you order the 90-day kit if you want to go that route, and that will be $100 off coupon.
Perfect.
And then my team and I will send you those supplements along with the calendar, when to take what, how much, and then voila, it's a $200 version of $20,000 IVF treatment that works. Thank you, Chelsea, for being brave.
Thank you.
By the way, did that explanation of PCOS help?
Yes, I thought it was great.
Yeah, that's the most common struggle with infertility.
I have a question.
Go ahead.
So I have low egg quality, endometriosis, and PCOS. And actually last August, I had an ectopic pregnancy where they ended up taking both of my tubes.
Oh, man.
So basically the only way we can get pregnant is through IVF. Uh-huh. And we've been working with a infertility doctor for 6 months now, and my TH1 levels have just been really, really high. And he's put me on a couple different things, and my levels are still too high, and so he won't let me do IVF.
IVF.
So I'm just wondering what your thoughts are on my situation.
Yeah, yours is very different. Man, that's rough. Okay, PH1. Is that the only marker that was given to you?
Yes, there might have been another one, but I don't know it off the top of my head. So I know it was TH1 and TH2, and then I think there's another one, but I can't remember what that acronym is.
I know, it's all this doctor talk, right? Okay, TH1, TH2. Have you done an IVF treatment yet?
So last June, we did IVF, and then it ended up in being an
Was that the ectopic pregnancy?
Yeah.
Okay. But it worked though.
Yes. But my doctor won't let me do IVF again because of my levels being too high. And so we've been working for 6 months to try and get my levels under control, and they're still too high.
Okay. Andrea, I'm gonna do some research on that. I will get back to you.
Okay.
Do I have your email?
I think so.
Okay. Of course I have your email. That's how you got onto this. Yeah, let me look into that, and I will get back to you on high levels. Cool.
Sounds good. Thank you.
See what I can think of from my view. Yeah, so give me a couple of days. I'll probably send you an email next week with answers for that.
Okay, thank you.
You're welcome. Low egg count. Do you have any questions specifically?
Well, I have been struggling with hormonal imbalance. I have done a few tests and I was recommended to take Norprolol until I get pregnant. That's what I was told. That's what I'm on right now. I've been on it for like about 4 months now.
Okay.
And I'm still waiting.
Can I ask you what your cycles are like? Are they pretty consistent as far as 28, 30, 35 days?
Right. It's like that. And I have it every month.
Are they light or heavy? Or neither?
They're sometimes heavy on the first 1 or 2 days, but as it gets along, it gets lighter.
Okay. Whenever it comes to heavy periods, in any way, shape, or form, I always want to think liver first. Liver is the issue when it comes to high estrogen levels or heavy periods in general. So if I were to recommend anything, I would go specifically more food-based first. One of the biggest culprits is gluten. Do you know what gluten is?
Not exactly, no. I'll have to do my research.
Gluten is wheat. So anything with flour in it, that would be gluten. So if you could cut out all of your flour for 21 days, I think that might be, I mean, so I'm not going to say it's going to be the magic key, but it's a great place to start. It's one of the biggest culprits for inflammation and just causing our bodies to be a little bit out of whack. So if you wanted to, that's where I would take my first step would be to just, I'm going to pick 21 days. I'm going to start maybe even August because July is really hard. But say I'm going to start August 1st. I'm going to go 21 days gluten-free, flour-free, and then just see how my body reacts. But I would start there. And then just keep doing what you're doing. Keep listening to your fertility doc. And then go back and watch the replay of this and see if anything triggers. If anything sounds like your scenario, I would run with that advice too.
Okay, thank you.
You're welcome. Thanks for joining in. Like I said, be sure you check your email. Make sure I have your email. If you're here, I'm sure you do. I do have your email because that's how you got the link. But check your emails. I'll be sending out the replay link to this. I'll be sending out the code for you to get access on me, the PCOS or endometriosis course, or even the intro to fixing infertility or to happy hormones. Whichever scenario you find yourself in, or if you want access to all four, go for it. I'll send you that code so you can get inside. The supplements that we talked about, you can find those on our website. Like I said, you have to get access to them through a physician. So using my license, I will give you access to those. If you're interested in a 90-day kit, use code DREAMER, DREAMER, for $100 off your 90-day kit. And there's also the full Fixing Infertility program. You can check that out if you're interested in it. drkellyburton.com/fixing-infertility-. That's it. That's what I have for you today. I hope it was very helpful. Hope it answered some questions. If you have another question, feel free to shoot me an email. I would love to help. The best way to actually get to me in reality is on Facebook Messenger. If you get inside the Dr. Kylie business page or even come inside our Dream Tribe, all you have to do is click the send message button and send me a message. Just make sure it's not my personal page because I don't get onto the messenger on that. So if you want to chat with me, shoot me a message on Facebook or send me an email. That would be awesome. And if you haven't, I'll be sure to include the invitation inside the Dream Tribe inside that email. So you're going to get an email that's loaded with all the good stuff. And I will see you either inside the Dream Tribe on our Dr. Kylie page on Facebook. You can also find us on YouTube and Pinterest. And then we will be launching a podcast next month that I'm super excited about. And this will actually be turned into a podcast eventually. So stay tuned for that. It's going to be called Beyond the Diagnosis with Dr. Kylie Podcast. I think we're actually, our actual launch day is happening July 14th, if I remember. Yes. So be ready for that podcast to come out July 14th. And it's going to be loaded with lots and lots of good information and chit chats like this. So I will see you guys later. Once again, thanks for joining in and have a great week wherever you find yourself. Bye, ladies. I hope you enjoyed this episode of Beyond the Diagnosis with me, Dr. Kylie. If you enjoyed this and you learned something new, if you felt empowered in any way, please go invite three of your friends to come join us. And then meet me right back here again next week.